This is how the U.S. and South Korean militaries say they would fight a second Korean War if it became necessary, side by side, seamlessly. For decades, their alliance has deterred a repeat of the North Korean Blitzkrieg attack of June 25, 1950. Seoul has always agreed that U.S. forces would have command of South Korea's military if war reignites. But that is to change in April 2012, when Seoul assumes wartime operational control of its own forces, a step referred to as OPCON transfer. General Walter Sharp, commander of the U.S. forces in Korea, says South Korea's military is ready to take the leadership role.
I think it really does send a huge signal to North Korea that the Republic of Korea military is so professional and so strong, and the U.S. is willing to continue to fight in a supportive relationship with the same forces, but give the Republic of Korea the lead. I think that sends a strong signal to North Korea.
U.S. leaders say not much will change after OPCON transfer. 28,000 U.S. troops will remain in South Korea, but some security experts worry that the OPCON plan may be premature, particularly because of signs of instability in North Korea. Its leader, Kim Jong-il, is in questionable health after an apparent stroke in 2008. He is believed to be preparing a successor. Disastrous currency reform policies last year brought the North's feeble economy to the brink of collapse. And investigators say a North Korean submarine torpedoed a South Korean Navy ship, the Chunan. Dan Pinkston is with the International Crisis Group.
Under these conditions where we see so much uncertainty with leadership succession, possible instability, we see no arms control, we see no confidence building measures, we see no disarmament, we see North Korea refusing to return to the six-party talks, we see a sinking of the Chunan and potential clashes or future clashes in the West Sea around the northern limit line. So a lot of people say this is just not the right time.
Kim Kwang-sik is a researcher at the Korea Institute for Defense Analyses. He says recent surveys indicate growing concern among ordinary South Koreans.
OPCON transfer has increasingly become a public issue as the actual day of the transfer is drawing near. More and more Koreans have begun to worry about their national security, and they question whether the year 2012 is appropriate.
U.S. officials say the topic is likely to come up when South Korean President Lee Myung-bak hosts President Obama at an international summit in Seoul later this year. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.